Vince, I won't watch it. Go right ahead.
If your hair is straight out, there we are. We're recording.
Yep, great.
So okay.
Let's see. Has just arrived.
Yeah, I'm thinking to say what we're doing here briefly. I'm thinking to make this Learning Together episode 444. Isn't that cool?
Oh, nice.
Nina set an alarm as well. All right.
Hi, Nina. Hello there.
Morning, Nina.
Well, we've got to say hi before introductions. I mean, you know, hi, Nina. It's early where Nina is. I think it's early where Lane is as well.
Same.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this is the 30th of March, 2020. And we're in, you know, there's a book, Love in the Time of Cholera. This is Teaching in the Time of COVID. And anyway, we're actually webheads, all of us, I think. Even Mike. Mike's an honorary webhead. Yeah. He's junior, here. Junior. There you are. It's actually, if you use hashtag webhead, you're going to come up with Spider-Man artifacts and paraphernalia. So webheads in action is the actual tag you need to use. But anyway, we're in the encyclopedia, the TESOL encyclopedia of language teaching. So webheads in action. Actually, the chapter is called webheads. But, anyway, it's webheads in action. So let's see who we got here. We got Michael Coughlin, who co-founded Webheads with me back in the 1990s, long, long ago.
When we were young, Vince.
Mike Kentris works with Lane. Maybe Mike, you could introduce Lane, and Lane, you can introduce somebody.
Well, I'd probably like to introduce someone I know a lot better, and that would be.
Yeah, that's okay. I understand. Sure.
I know of you. We've probably been in the same virtual room a few times, maybe even a conference or two, but I don't think we've ever met, not to my knowledge anyway. But Teresa and I have certainly met. Teresa's in Lisbon. And Teresa is someone who's got a special connection with me and other webheads, perhaps, because my son actually met Teresa before I did. He went to Portugal, and I said, well, I know someone in Lisbon. How would you like to meet them? And he did. So Teresa very kindly took my son out for a day. And I had the same pleasure years later of spending time together with Teresa in Portugal. And we also met in New York, I think, didn't we, Teresa?
Yes, we did. Yes.
So it's a pleasure to see you and welcome you here. Your turn to introduce someone else, Teresa.
Okay, well, let me introduce Nina. Okay, Nina, do you have sound? You do? Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Because I didn't have sound when I first came.
A quick word to clarify. Unmute yourself and put on your webcam, if you wish. Just a quick word to clarify.
Don't I have my webcam on?
You do. I was just speaking. Oh, Chris Fry. Yeah, Chris Fry just arrived. I'll tell you. I'll introduce him in a minute. Anyway, go ahead, Nina. Sorry to interrupt you.
Okay. Anyway, I was going to introduce Nina. We go back to the beginning of Webheads. Nina was also a fabulous collaborator with the Becoming a Webhead group. And she put me in touch with my American sixth grade teacher. Now, this is something fabulous because I'd lost touch with him. And, you know, I found out through a Google search that he was teaching at the University of Maryland. And I thought to myself, who but Nina could maybe try to get me in touch with him? And she did. And we've been in touch since then. So this is fabulous. Anyway, that's Nina for you, a great friend. And we still have a milkshake to drink together, right, Nina?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Or was it an ice cream sundae?
Or an ice cream sundae, whatever.
It might be an ice cream sundae.
Uh-huh. We will meet after all this is gone. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Nina, now you introduce somebody.
Okay. Has Vance already been introduced?
No.
That's cheating.
Vance is the cat herder. We are the cats. Interestingly, I just watched a movie about cats in Istanbul last night called Kitty. So I thought of you, Vance.
I can imagine, right.
Everybody knows Vance, so how to introduce him? I'll just...
I don't know, when did we first meet?
Well, after I finished the first EVO becoming a webhead in 2006, at the end, when we had our graduation, Tere and Daff said, well, now you can sign up to be a webhead. You've taken this session with us. So I thought, what the hell is a webhead? But anyway, I signed up, and that's how I met Vance. And then that year or the next year, I think, we met in person in Portland.
Was could it be Portland? Portland? That seems a little late.
There were two Portlands.
Oh.
Seattle. Maybe it was Seattle.
Maybe the first Seattle, yeah.
The first Seattle, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've been friends ever since. Funny thing about that, and we collaborated on the Webheads in Action online. Wasn't it called an unconference?
Convergence, the Webheads in Action online
Convergence. Convergence.
2005, 2007, 2009.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then we were on the team together, the EVO team. And then I retired and disappeared. So it's my
back
first
again.
Time. So nice to see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go Vance.
That convergence reminds me of how I first met Heike, because I think it must have been in 2005, and we had planned it all out. We had put out the calls for paper, and we'd actually, by the way, that's the first year we ever vetted any proposals for it. We just realized after that, no one's going to turn in a fake proposal, you know, so you don't really need to do that. They're going to go in and embarrass themselves in front of all their colleagues. Nah, they won't do that. So just accept anything. But anyway, at that year, where we had that system in place, Heike caught wind of this convergence that was going on and contacted me, and she was really keen, and she said she wanted to present, and I said, well, like, we could squeeze you in here, and we did. And we've known each other ever since. And Heike most recently, well, she's recently done a lot of things, but just a few days ago, she gave a presentation at the Virtual World's Best Practices conference there. And that happened in the middle of the night where I am. But when people were encouraging me to go, I kept thinking of Heike and how I still have Linden hair. And she was always trying to give me, trying to get me to upgrade my my avatar. And also, I'm pretty sure if I fired that thing up now, I'd probably still have a Village t-shirt on. I think so. Anyway, Heike, that's the, I know a lot more about Heike than that, but she's been a constant collaborator.
So I really do share these fond memories of Edunation, the first Edunation, which was so bland, but that Webheads headquarters is there. And it was just such a wonderful place to congregate, honestly. And you've been able to manage not only 444 sessions, but also two or three huge Webheads in Action online convergence. And to the extent that you said it's just unmanageable and it's not really viable to have such great content in such short period of time when you can't take it in anymore. And let's space it out. And I appreciated that ever since. I really am. I'm very happy about you continuing this kind of work on running webinars and getting people together. And I remember our last action, which was then for the climate change, that big event that we thought we would advertise on the European Day of Languages. We did it. We had the EVO, the webheads. We had a lot of other sort of marketing-wise sort of, and of course we used the hashtags climate change and strike for climate change and all this, yeah. And then we had, I know, 9 people there or something. And, wow. And we wanted to recommend to Greta online strategies on how she could possibly get people together. And the one thing I remember always, Vance, that you taught us from the very first Evo or the second Evo, you taught us how to use a hashtag. And the hashtag became the one and only networking tool of all times. And I remember vividly when you told us to hashtag every blog, every post, every this and the other. By that time, Twitter wasn't even invented. So it was truly, you're a pioneer in this field. And sorry, I can only introduce you. I don't know enough about everybody else. Over to Mike or Teresa or whatever.
Well, Vance, you said you were going to introduce Mike or Chris perhaps for us, because I think some of us don't know some of these other people.
Yeah. Chris has dropped offline. That's a shame because when I was in...
Oh, there he is.
No, here he is.
Is he back? Is Chris back? I don't
see. He's muted, but he's
audio. Yeah, audio.
Oh, yeah. I don't see him. Oh, I see his
microphone.
Okay, well, let me introduce Chris.
You want to change to gallery view, Vance?
I'll introduce myself if that's okay.
Well, hang on, Lane.
I'll introduce myself. That's okay.
Yeah. And so I want to. Okay.
Sorry.
I can introduce.
Was Chris? I didn't catch that. Was Chris here? Or
Chris is here. He's in my view, right next to you. He's
by the way, everyone, if you change, if you click in the black canvas at the top right hand side and change the speaker view to gallery view, or it's a toggle. Then you will see all of us.
Ah.
Oh, there he is, Christian.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Oh.
That is okay. Wonderful.
Instead of speaker view, it's gallery.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is now the gallery view, but it says speaker view because it's a toggle.
Mm-hmm.
But I think on the recording, does that affect the recording?
Or is this no. People? Only the speaker, the open mic will be shown on the recording, nothing else.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
You have to just scroll through it.
Okay.
You could just scroll through it.
That's what I thought.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, let me go ahead and introduce Chris because he's. I said I would do it, and there he is. He's in Barcelona. And when I was, I think, there for a call research conference, I met up with him in Barcelona, and we went out to eat together and things like that. And went over. He came online and did a learning together session with me, and he told us about one of his projects. And so, and he's been a very long time with it. He's been there. I don't know from when. Maybe. 2000 or 1998. I don't know, Chris. You can tell us. How do you know how long you have been with this group?
I'm really a lurker. I've been here from very early on, but very inactive. But I keep in touch with what everyone's doing and continue to be interested in what everyone else is interested in. But I'm basically a lurker, I think.
It's really good to see you here, especially after having met you. And let me do one more. I want to introduce Mike, because I'm not sure if other people will do that. And then Mike can introduce Lane, because they're in the same, they're in the flipped learning session together. Are you able to do that, Mike?
Ooh.
Did you work together?
I was this year as a moderator. Lane, you're muted.
Let me do it the other way around. Let me introduce Lane, and okay. Lane, you're muted, and then you can introduce Mike. No, don't want to do that. Well, okay, I could do both of you. Mike. Let me just introduce Mike. Mike, you can choose someone at random, and or we'll just get Lane to introduce herself as she said she was going to do. So. Mike, I know him through EVO, and he was in the flipped learning session. But he also, at the end of that, decided to come into Minecraft. Yeah. He just started doing that. And so we're trying to hook up and get together in Minecraft. It seems like I was going to say something else. I don't know. What else could I possibly say, Mike?
You could say where Mike is.
Yeah, that's true. Where?
He's in Greece. He's in Greece.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in Greece. Yeah, awesome. Lesbos Island.
Mm-hmm. In Lesbos?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Spotted Island, yeah. So, I don't know. I'm originally born and raised in Melbourne, Australia. And as I was saying to Vance and Michael before everyone turned up, I went out in the 90s on a gap year and never actually returned. So I studied in the UK, Loughborough University. Then I came to Lesbos Island. My parents have their roots from here and want to see how it is. So I started working, you know, one of those, unfortunately or fortunately, one of those freelance backpackers. And then I got connected with the University of Aegean a couple of years later. My first degree is engineering, electrical engineering. So I started a master's course, and then I actually ended up doing a PhD. And then back in early 2000, I opened up a language school because everything was going fine. And since then, everything's just rolling out. And I think I've just started opening up on the net last 5 or 6 years. And I'm just
amazed. It's a typical career path for an engineer.
Yeah. Yeah. tell you the truth, no, it isn't, because in 2011, when I finished my PhD, even though I had offers and stuff like that, I wanted to stay in the EFL field here in Greece and on the island. Made a family, protecting it at the moment, staying home. We're actually the center of the refugee crisis.
No kidding.
We have a city of, the city's 30,000 in population. And next to the city, there's another sub-city of refugees, another 30,000. And it's quite hectic at the moment, but I'm trying to help out as much as I can. But yeah, life's still good. So not complaining.
That's good to know. Mm-hmm. So just coincidentally, my husband is from Greece. Oh. He's from Karpenisi.
Karpenisi, wow, nice, yeah, great.
Okay, well, let me introduce Lane. Lane took a course from me a long time ago. I think it was one of the TESOL principles and practices of online teaching. Was that it, or was it another? Was it before that?
It was another one, and it was in 2003 when I met you, and I signed up for a course that was called, it was a TESOL course, Enhancing Online Instruction with Audio and Webcam.
Wow.
And there were only 6 of us in the class, but you still had a teaching assistant, and that was Booth. Do you remember?
Booth.
That was Booth. Buthena? Everyone knows Buthena. Booth?
Buthena. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So after that, I started to get up and running with online instruction. And I was just the only lonely one at my university. And my first presentation, you came, and I don't remember what other webheads came, but I came virtually. And I showed in real time, I showed my colleagues how warm, in fact, the title of it was Online Learning, Is It Cold or Is It Warm? and I said, look, these are my friends, my online friends. And everyone was, what? Where are these people? And you each said where you were and all this. It was, for the day, it was amazing. And then in 2008, I started an online program, and we've been doing it with synchronous, with webcam and audio, and I'm a big believer in synchronous because of learning from you and being brave. And then I got into to flipped learning, and I was involved with the Flipped Learning Network. I was on their board for 5 years and got their newsletter going and everything. And then we started an EVO, I've been in EVO all along as participant and then a moderator. I think I was in the coordination team one year. And then I started the Flip Learning one with a few people that I knew from various locations and such. And now lately what I've been doing is synchronous online flip learning. Wow. So I combine the synchronous and the flipping. And I pop in and out of Learning Together when I can. I've also been working with iEARN, which is a great international mm-hmm. organization, 150 countries, and started an international film club for high school kids. And there's no reason why we can't continue that in today's situation, because it's all virtual. Mm-hmm. They watch films yeah. in their respective countries, and they do online discussion and mm-hmm. synchronous get-togethers. So I'm hoping, you know, to continue that project as well. And that's it. I mean, I'm a do or die web head. I might dip in and out, but I'm here. And Teresa, I've known you for many, many years in some of the early interactions that we had in a lot of the sessions that we worked on together. And Nina also, Nina and I have connected many times in at TESOL. And gone to a lot of the Webhead events together and some of our own little spin-off events. I remember one dinner with Jose Antonio, the three of us, where we walked a long way is all I remember about that.
I don't remember what city that was in.
It was out west here. Somewhere. Anyway, hi everyone. If you don't know me, maybe you know my name. I know a lot of you. I know your names. All of you, I know your names. But some of you I'm meeting, you know, like this for the first time. Anyway.
Yeah.
Can I just butt in there because Lane said
you were next
reminded me. I thought I'd been forgotten as usual. So I'm the other Elizabeth and I'm in Grenoble in the afternoon. And what reminded me was when Lane said someone came to her first presentation in her university, and I too was always alone in my university, the only person online. And it was Marissa Constantinidis who dropped in Greece. Mm-hmm. And it was absolutely dreadful because being in France, people have a thing about timing. And we were having this wonderful chat. The people in the room were all thrilled. And then the person organizing the conference comes in and says, time, you must stop. It was so embarrassing. So embarrassing. I'd forgotten about it. I'm very Carpidian. And of course, it's lovely to see Therese, who I saw in Lisbon. Much on a spur of the minute decision. We drove from Grenoble to Lisbon. In fact, it was Christmas and I was we were going to drive somewhere and I was going to go to Croatia and see, I don't remember names, absolutely fantastic woman there, teacher. Anyway, and then we looked at the map and it was 5 degrees in Croatia and 18 degrees in Lisbon. So I said, hang on a minute, I know someone in Lisbon too. So we actually drove to see town, but I didn't really say so. And can I just point out another connection somewhere else while I'm on about it? I guess, Heike, you have forgotten when you crashed out in our flat in the Liverpool IATEFL conference. But anyway,
I don't see Heike. Oh no,
she's gone.
Gone.
No,
she's
anyway,
muted and she stopped her webcam, but she's there.
Well, okay, so I could get it in anyway. And then, of course, I'm sorry. Of course, it's Nina with whom we work so closely and who was so positive and so encouraging. And I think we did quite a good job together, Nina. Don't you?
Oh, we were an awesome
team.
Yeah. An awesome race of women.
You continue to do so.
Well, I really, when I was, sorry, I'll try and stop. When I was teaching, I was alone. And people were saying, where are these people online? These virtual, you know, I'm saying, they're not virtual people. You know, they are real people. But then when I gave up my class, I just had to drop everything online because now it was me who wasn't real. I no longer had my class. And I couldn't carry on without it being directly integrated into my class, because that's how it worked all the time. And is it Chris was saying, because I too did, was teaching physicists at the university. You know, I was in the science university. And that's my only teaching is English for science. So that's it, I can stop now. Except I'm going to go and look after my trees very soon, because I have found an alternative.
Hi, Sasha.
Occupation.
Oh, Sasha. Cool. Nice to see you. I was just going to say about Elizabeth, I was going to introduce you. I was just about to, and I was going to say that I met her in Marrakesh.
And,
yes. Yeah. So I've met most people here. I haven't met Sasha. I haven't met Sora. And of the people here, I think I've met everybody, which is really nice. Oh and Mike. I don't think I've met Mike in person.
Oh, you haven't met Mike?
No, Mike Kittredge.
That's amazing.
Michael Coughlin, yes.
Oh, yes, that's what I've met, yes.
Yeah. But that's neither here nor there, but I mean, that's a pretty good percentage. And, you know, that it's not just virtual. I mean, this is real. You know, people are actually... you know, we are actually real, and once we get to know each other, we're so real that sometimes the greetings just fall aside. You know, in fact, I'm going to say a little something about Aiden. I think I knew her. I think we must have met virtually, or we must have met face to face before I went to Taiwan, and I was giving a talk on webheads, and Aiden came up. Came up from the south of Taiwan, and I had been MSN messaging her the night before, and then I went to the conference, and I was actually at the conference listening to a presentation. Aiden comes up beside me and sits down next to me, and the thing to do in that case is to go, Aiden, how are you? You know, now that I just did that. Yay, I got to do it. But I didn't, because we'd just been messaging the night before, and I just, hi. But it, in a way, it's kind of strange because, well, no, that's because you're the connection in MSN Messenger and all those other connections are real. You know, they're really real. Anyway, maybe that's an introduction to Aiden. Aiden has been with us for quite a long time. But I have to warn you, if I introduce you, you have to introduce somebody else in this room.
Okay.
We keep getting everybody. More people.
I was just thinking, gosh, it's been like what? We've known each other for 20 years now. Right?
Yeah.
I remember because I was finishing my dissertation, my master's dissertation in 1999. And by the time, you know, I finished about 2001. And that's when we met online. I think Evo.
Yeah.
2001.
Yeah. Yes, in that original
2001, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
we met freaking 20-odd years.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And we've met a few times since then at conferences.
Yes, yeah, conferences.
That wasn't the only one in Taiwan. I also in New Orleans. I may have been the last
time. Yeah, yeah, TESOL. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think in California. Yeah. Yeah, so that's how long I've been here in Taiwan, 25, 26 odd years now. And Michael, we've met face-to-face. Where did we meet? New York, I think.
New York.
And I think you made a comment on my boots.
What a memory.
If you were saying,
I remember you.
Maybe you can say something about that, yeah. Because I was traveling with my sister at the time, and the first thing, well, you know, I think that's.
I remember your sister.
Why? Yeah. Well, she's still in California. Yeah, they're I think on a lockdown now in California as well. Yeah. So yeah, interesting times. I'm not that active anymore, you know, when it comes to, I mean, I still do a lot of, you know, digital, computer-based, whatever you call it now. I still do the same, you know, task-based learning. But, yeah, I'm just so surprised now that Zoom kind of took over Adobe Connect, especially now. We're actually kind of not forced, really, but encouraged to use Zoom instead of Adobe. And I said, well, I prefer Adobe. But anyway, that's that. So who am I to introduce next? Teresa?
I've been introduced.
Wait, B is leaving. Can B talk before she, or did she leave?
She says sorry, must go, guys. Just popped in to say hello. She has a meeting at the school board in 15 minutes. Ready? Yeah. Oh, yeah, what a shame.
Here's Seuss. Next Hi, Seuss. Hello.
Where is Seuss?
Okay, Aiden, you can introduce Seuss.
Right, but I don't see her.
Yeah, she's there.
Make
your screen bigger.
How?
You press the top right button instead of speaker view, gallery view, or gallery view, speaker view.
But that's, yeah, I'm seeing all your faces now, but I don't see.
Oh, really?
Sue. Yeah.
She's at the bottom and mine.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. There you are, people. Hi. I see all I have to do is like scroll to the right. I didn't know that. Oh my god. Hi, Tom. Mm-hmm. Nice to see you. Hi, Seuss. Oh my god. Hi, Heike. Hi. It's been years. Gosh, I may sound so ecstatic, but yeah, that's how I feel right now. I just got home, by the way, and I thought I'm going to be late for this meeting, but what the heck, you know, late or whatever. I have to come. I have to see you guys. Yeah. So next, I'm going to introduce Seuss Nyrop from Denmark.
Hello. I have been on an online meeting for years. This is an amazing thing. Do you hear me?
Yes, can hear you.
Yes. Yeah.
This is really easy. I just had to install something and then it worked.
I was able to get
the back channel help from Michael. I tried several people, but Michael responded. So that is just like it should be.
Webheads or webheads?
Yes.
I have a cat has just arrived.
You have a cat?
That's a great cat. All we see is the tail. The butt and the tail.
Yes.
We have to laugh because the Vance was introduced as the herder of cats.
Oh, there's a toy cat or a toy something there with Seuss.
I'm also ever so sorry that I have to dash off in about 15 minutes. And I was just wondering, I don't know about this meeting today. I don't know what you planned on doing, apart from introducing each other.
Cat herding.
Huh?
Not cat much herding. And really, it was a bit
cat
of a
herding, test. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just briefly enter the round?
Do you know any teachers who have come up with a beautiful coping strategy with Corona that is like some best practice that they came up with, maybe some innovative kind of way of teaching under circumstances? That I would be very interested in collecting a couple of these sort of anecdotes, stories, if you have any. Thank you so much.
Sure. Yeah, Tom and I have been working on our sort of separate projects, but anyway, I'll paste the link here when I stop talking. I'll just put it in the text chat. I think what I'm trying to do is link to everybody else's. So I think the link to Tom's is there. I think in his, there's a link to mine. It's basically a crowdsourced document. I'll just put the link in the text chat. And let's see, catching people while they're there. Did Sasha disappear? Oh,
she
no.
Did.
She's not there?
Nope.
Oh, no. What did you do, Sasha? Let's see, who else is, I guess Tom. Tom, I just mentioned Tom.
Tom and Aniswara.
And Anasora. Anasora is also here. So I don't. Who wants to speak to us first? Okay, Tom. And Anasora, stay around. We're going to hear from you too.
I'm just here for a short while, actually. I have to run off and go for a swim. Not a very
reason.
Our swimming pool is chained off.
I'm so sorry to hear it.
To break the pace, since I'm retired, I don't have to worry about not having to go to classes. But it's good to see you all. I, you know, just fortunately, I realized that, oh, it must be 11 a.m. UTC, so I dropped in. It's good to see you all, Michael and Nina. I've met, and Zeus, I don't think I've ever met you personally. Terry, I've seen you on and off. It's good to see that you're still active. Chris, it's been ages since I've seen you, in Barcelona, right? And Aiden, I see you sometimes somewhere. You're still around. Vance, I see too often. But anyway, it's great to be able to put faces to names. Stella, you don't have a camera.
Stella.
Okay, I'll pass the buck. Oh, there's Nina. I'll pass the buck to somebody else. That's about all. I don't have anything really productive to say, except great to see you all.
Where are you, Tom?
Well, I didn't know that you retired, Tom. Where are you now based?
I'm still based in the same place. I've been in Hirakata, Osaka, Japan for 50 years. 50 years last March 14th, actually.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. And I've been at that, I was at that university for 36 years and then retired 3 years ago. And
fabulous.
I've just been working various projects since then. So.
You mean the reader project?
Well, my reader project, mreader.org, has about 100,000 students using it around the world.
Fabulous.
It's just a collection of 7,500 quizzes that students can take under their teacher's instruction to prove that they read the book, and they count how many words they have and how many, and they collect the book covers of every book they've read. So I've had students who've read over 2-3 million words, actually. But anyway, it's a motivational factor to get students to do extensive reading when most of them won't do it unless there's something like this, a gimmick to, make them prove that they have read it.
Followed a talk at TESOL Greece last year from Corey Kobe.
Oh yes,
and he actually mentioned mReader, and he showed us some slides and how it works. And I think we actually started communicating, and we should get together as well. I think we should start communicating.
Well, there's mReader, which is mine, which just has the quizzes. There's also xreading.com, which pay per student, but then you have about 1,000 books. That you can get digitally online on device, and then collect the number of words. So both work. It depends on whether you have money, or whether you have physical books or need digital ones.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Tom. I want before she slips away, I want to introduce Anasora. What I know about her, and I know she's from Romania. And she also, every now and then, especially in this time just past when Webheads was kind of going to sleep, Anasora would come in with a question, and she would ask, I can't remember where to get these digital images. Does anybody know? And Webheads would just pop alive. People would just start answering questions. And I use her as an example in a couple of presentations I gave last year about thinking small. And anyway, Bark is here. Cool. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thora, nice to see you. And
thank you.
Tell us about yourself.
Oh, well, as you introduced me, I'm the person with the questions. I usually have questions because I was trying little by little, or I was, let's say, forced to give up technology. But now, you know, I'm again forced to use it, as are my colleagues as well, and teach online. So, and even before that, I tried to apply the blended learning concept that I adopted from you. And I will always keep saying that I learned everything about technology from you, from Teresa and Vance, definitely, and Michael during the EVO. I started in 2009, and then until 2013, I was also a moderator of some online sessions. And then I applied now and then this blended learning with different kind of activities to involve students, to motivate them. And then I met face to face. I'm so sorry that, and Nina, yes, of course, and Aidan, of course, I remember all of you from the EVO sessions. I met face to face with Heike in Poznan in a business conference, and then with Elizabeth N in IATEFL, and I think 2 years ago in Lisbon with Teresa, which was
right, my Anishwara,
crowning achievement. So I'm so
it was great.
Okay, so I'm so happy to be here again with you, and it's amazing that you are here all the time. Thank you, Vance.
Didn't unmute, but thank you very much. Thank you, Anasora.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. And let's see, Mubarak Akader has just arrived. And
yeah.
He's
good morning, everyone.
Yeah. In Morocco, I presume, and from Morocco. And he's been several times a coordinator of EVO, Electronic Village Online. That was Nina. Who else here was a coordinator?
Yeah.
I think that's it. The chief coordinator. I don't mean the coordinator. I mean the chief, the guy, the one who carries all the water, you know? So,
thank you very much, Vance. Good morning, everyone. It's morning here. It's still morning. So I'm really excited to see a lot of adorable faces here. So I learned a lot from you, and I'm really glad to share some of what I learned, really. I'm having a great impact on my community here in Morocco thanks to what I have learned from you. So it's just spreading the word and sharing the same experiences. And so for EVO, I think it's really going in certain and sure paces, and the participation and of everyone, the contribution of everyone is having a great impact on the community worldwide. Expressions of gratitude to Teresa, to Nina, to Vance, to all the faces I see here. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your help. Thank you.
So nice to see you, my father.
Yeah, exactly.
Susan Morandi is down there with no video or audio. Mm-hmm. And Heidi is still there. And sorry, who is Stella? Stella, do I know Stella?
Stella wrote to one of the webheads list today and asked what time is the event, and I provided the time, and apparently it worked. And she said she and also in that Talon event I just set up on Mike's suggestion, really, Michael, on Michael's hi from Denmark.
I think Aidan was supposed to introduce Sus, wasn't she?
Well, you could do that. We've heard from Sus. But we were talking about Stella just now, and
Stella, sorry to interrupt.
No problem. Stella can hear us, and Stella, you're welcome to unmute and join us. She's got a video muted, and also Susan Mirandi is here.
Right.
Susan, is there anybody here?
Talk about a blast from the past.
Yeah, really. Well, sort of. She turned up at WorldCal in 2018, and with a contingent of Iranian presenters, and I think a lot of us met her in WorldCal in Fukuoka. Who else here was there in Fukuoka? But anyway, Susan, I don't know, Susan, if you can speak to us, you're more than welcome, or if you want to show your webcam, you can. So she's been a webhead from the very beginning. Okay. So
a charter webhead.
Mm-hmm. She has been, for sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. She's in Iran, by the way. And another thing that I worked with her on was writing about, she wrote a chapter in a book, a section of a book that I co-edited on English, on language situations in low-resource countries. I wrote a chapter as well on the situation in the UAE, which isn't really low resource, but it was low awareness. Anyway, yeah, okay. So
this meeting today makes me remember Tapped In.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
Except that we didn't have
Tapped In.
We didn't have video.
Yeah. Tapped In, exactly.
Right. We're building time on a Sunday morning.
I had my little office with a little round table in it.
Right, we all did.
Sorry to give up that.
For
office.
Those who don't remember, I'm going to put it
we
in.
We had virtual text based pits.
Tapped In is what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Tapped In. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Way back. Well, I always say tools come and go. And,
but web heads are forever.
What I try and do, in fact, I'm doing a webinar on Zoom next week, and I'm saying the webinar you didn't know you needed, online pedagogy, it's not just tech tools. Uh-huh. Because everybody wants to know, what's the tool? And I'm like, okay, we'll use Zoom. It's like,
Aiden
said she likes Adobe better too. I like Adobe better too. I've come to terms with Zoom, but it's not the tools, it's us. It's us. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know? Right. And a lot of people don't get that. If they're new, they get freaked out. Teach me the tool. Teach me the tool. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, Susan is chatting with me privately. She says she can't, Susan Mirandi and me, Ryan.
Yes.
She says she can't hear anything, and she's got Heike's face on the screen. So that means she's frozen and a bandwidth problem. So I just texted her. Uh-huh.
That's almost like being deaf and blind.
Well, there's a recording.
Well, there will be a recording. Yes, it's being recorded now.
But it's not the same.
Yeah.
I had this problem when I first got here. I had no audio and I had
Susan
no video.
Here.
And there she is.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. So nice to see you guys again.
Yeah.
I had so much trouble trying to get here because it's blocked for Iranians, so I had to use a VPN and but so nice to see you guys.
Yeah.
Sure. Sorry to interrupt.
No. We were just talking about you and in fact, relaying your private message from the chat, and we're so glad that you unstuck everything and you got in. And so go ahead. Tell us what you're up to, because we're...
I'm so sorry to interrupt. I you guys were speaking. I just jumped right in. Actually, I think my problem was that this is my first time using Zoom, so I don't really know how to join without interrupting. So it seems that I either have to be fully participating or just disconnected. I don't know exactly how it works. I see four of you right now on my screen. I don't see everybody. I don't really know. I'm still discovering how this thing works.
In the upper right, just where you see the full screen icon next to it, it says, it should say,
recording.
Gallery view. Do you see the words gallery view? In the right hand corner.
No. No, in the right-hand corner, I see recording. When I tap on that, then down below it says mute, stop video.
On an iPad. On an iPad.
Maybe
it's on the opposite side.
It could be on the opposite. It's on the opposite side. Maybe for you it's the left then.
A bunch of squares in a square.
Well, that depends whether she comes in on an iPad or a PC.
Ah, that's it.
Or an Android.
The interface.
Yeah, I'm on Android.
You have to swipe to the left, and then you see more.
Okay. Okay, all right. Yeah, there you are. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, great. Nice to see you all.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, nice to see you too, Susan.
Teresa, Michael, Vance, Mike. Okay, everybody's okay. This is great. Feels like old days.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, Michael came on 2 days ago and said, actually a few days ago and said he wanted to start this back up and fine with me. So last night he contacted me, said, let's do it now. And I said, well, I went to one of Nellie's things last night and I said, let's do it tonight. And boy, we've gathered all these people together on one day's notice. And thanks to Michael, the one who is one of the warmest of the presences here.
Last time I saw Michael is, he, I think, played the guitar for us and sang us a song.
Yeah, I remember it.
It is a
famous website.
You might do it again, you never know.
Claire is here.
Great.
Yay.
There's a really good version online, isn't there, Beth?
And Claire is there now.
Hi. Yeah, Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Oh, Claire.
Turn on your video.
You're just waking up. Okay.
Yes.
No, it's...
Michael, I was going to ask you to sing the Webhead song. It's fabulous.
Yay!
There's another song that Mike wrote. And remember, I think I did a lesson about that. Remember? But I can't remember. Now, it's something to do with happy something.
Happy Online.
That was another one.
Happy Online. Yes, Happy Online. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the Webheads... song.
And there's Sadat.
Where is it?
Hi, Sadat.
Get my email.
I was in an online.
Sadat is here. Wow.
Sadat.
Oh,
hello.
So good. Oh, Sadat.
So cool.
Sadat.
How many countries do we have so far?
Dr. Sadat.
Oh, several.
Vance is in Malaysia.
Penang, yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm in the U.S., Michael's in Australia, Mike is in Greece, Terry is in Portugal, Lane is in U.S. Chris, where are you?
Turkey.
Oh, Turkey.
Barcelona.
Barcelona, Spain.
Spain,
yeah.
Barak is in Morocco. Susan's in Iran, Susan's in Denmark. Claire, are you in Pennsylvania?
Yes, Pittsburgh.
Okay, so that is in Turkey, and Chris is in
Spain.
Spain. And Tom is in Japan. And Aniswara is in Romania. And Ivy is in Taiwan. This is so cool.
Yeah.
Like
cool time. We could be stuck in place for some time.
I'm in New York.
I'm in Maryland.
Hi, Aiden. Didn't see you.
Yeah.
I keep missing people. The little portraits keep moving around. Vance is stuck up there in the upper left-hand corner.
Oh, Nina, I hear your voice. I just see you now.
Oh. Yeah, it keeps changing.
Yeah.
I've been to a lot of Zoom meetings, but I've never taught a class in Zoom. But I might actually do that because I do a little subbing for a private language institute. And last week or the week before, they just went all online with Zoom because we're all staying home here. How are the rest of you doing in this crazy time?
Mike Kinter is taught us, taught me, I suppose, how to do Kahoot in Zoom, because it never really occurred to me to do Kahoot in Zoom, but sure enough, you can.
Can you do it? Kahoot in Zoom? How?
Yeah. I use it in my classes, but what I do now every Saturday night at 7 o'clock GMT, you know, Athens time, I have the Open Kahoot Challenge. So it's quite interesting. Last week it was a bit slow. It was about 20 participants. The week before, I had 40 participants altogether in Zoom. So what I do is open my Zoom screen and then I open the Kahoot and I just host a live. And the participants come into the Zoom class. They open up their second device where they look at the Kahoot code. They type Kahoot it. They look at the Kahoot code. And when everyone's in, off we go. I press play.
I'm retired. What is Kahoot?
Yes.
Okay. Kahoot is just like a multiple choice. Basically, there's quite a few other options, but it's a multiple choice quiz game. It's got a, like game music and
it counts the
time. Yeah. You do it from your phone. And it's, you know, it's engaging. Something that, yeah. Engaging. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I thought you were having a dance party or something.
Kids like it, motivated.
Yeah.
We can have a dance party here. Yeah?
Wow. We could, yeah, we could.
Yeah. I'd like to tell a story.
Yes, okay. Please do.
Yes. Yeah.
I was invited some weeks ago by some students from the University of Technology in Copenhagen to participate in a study that we're doing about usability for elder people about all the public services that we have online, because in Denmark we have very many and most of it is mandatory. We have to receive all our mail from the public in our digital mailbox, and you have to be excused. You need to be almost imbecile or demented not to receive your digital mail in the mailbox. And very many solutions are quite tricky. So they want to make some kind of a user experience-based workshop. And they were, of course, planning to do it on-site, offline. And then all of a sudden, there was this corona crisis, and we couldn't meet on location at the university. Yeah. So they thought they would have to cancel. I'd say they have been for an interview to my home. We are six people participating, and they've been here on site to interview me, which is okay, but they hadn't really had to bother to move all that way to get up here in the forest, but they did, and that was interesting. I think they were a bit shocked about my, level of experience in these matters. Because they have had to change, and it appeared that the other participants as well were quite aware of lots of things online. They were not at all silly, elderly, confused, helpless people. So they have now, I challenged them and said, why don't you just do something online instead? It's a challenge. So now they have invited us to use it's a Canvas thing where you can. It's very confusing in the first place.
Canvas is a bit...
There's a screen where you can read. It's just like an old mind mapping tool or something. You can put objects and move them around and put text. And the interesting thing is to see how they have tried to write a sort of manual. Which is, I will have to find out some things that are not so easy to understand. It's a normal thing, but it's very interesting because I have been out of this field for many years. I haven't touched ground with webpage apart from being in Facebook and in touch with this and that person here and there sporadically, but not like this in a group meeting. I'm so excited this is happening today. And I should say, my first meeting was with Vance and Michael and perhaps Teresa and Aiden in back in about 2001 in Tapped In. And I remember that Aiden was always putting her babies in a bath or feeding them or something. The babies were quite small by then. And I've met with Teresa several times in Lisbon. I visited your school, Teresa, and your family.
Yep, you did.
We know each other very well.
Uh-huh, exactly. And we worked in the becoming a webhead.
Oh, yes, a lot of times, yes.
Yep, exactly.
And how many webhead sessions did you do, the becoming a webhead evil thing?
10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 10 years. 2013 was the last year. And, you know, we have a big site with lots of stuff and so on. So, yeah, 10 years. And that was enough. We gave way to ICT for Mubarak.
ELT.
ELT.
I was going to say they seem to take
exactly. With certain moderators from the Becoming a Webhead group, and they followed on.
Almost all. GA, Maria, Bosa, Hayat, a lot of others, yeah.
Right.
All GA, Becoming a Webhead. Hala. Hala,
right.
Hala,
yep.
Yes.
Before we go, I'd like to hear from Sadat. Because he's been a webhead for a very long time. You remember Arif Altun? You remember Riff from the old days?
Yeah.
You have to unmute Sadat. There you go. Okay, yeah. So, Sadat, I think maybe you were studying under Arif, or was that the relationship?
I studied with Arif in 2004 and 2006, and after that I studied with Gölge Hoca. You remember?
Yes, Gölge. Uh-huh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I am at my own institution. I'm working as an assistant professor, and I learned a lot from webheads. And just right now, I was in an online class. ICT in English language teaching was a master's class, and I was talking about webheads and how I started working on computer assisted language learning, what happened in the past, what kind of communities, online communities are available. I talked about them, and after that I came here. I'm very grateful to all members of webheads.
Nice.
Yeah, I met Sadat, and let me think, I think in Ankara
2007. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
2007.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Sadat, you were in California a couple of years ago,
yes.
Right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, we saw each other at the Cal conference there in Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to have lunch, and something happened. I don't know. We had the plan to have lunch, and it didn't work out. I don't know what happened.
Was there a KSOL convention this year, or?
No,
it's canceled. IATEFL is also canceled.
When was it supposed to be, and where?
Now,
just about this time.
It's supposed to be starting Tuesday and Wednesday this coming week. Oh, my flight was yesterday. If I had gone, I would have gone yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Oh. I'd be there now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very sad.
Yeah.
But EVO is. There, or yeah. we're online. EVO, the best of EVO is on, and I'm sure you've read about that somewhere.
I'd just like to mention before people go that I've taken a few screenshots of this as we were talking, and I have them pasted into an email with no recipients. And we're done, I'm not going to remember everybody who was here. Well, so if you want to get that email with the pictures, please send me an email.
Well, no, send one to me because I'll put this online. Okay. The recording is going to go online at learningtogether.net. Okay. And I've been taking screenshots myself, so I'll put those. And of course, you're going to get the video, and you can go play the video through, and you can take screenshots of the video as you go. You know.
So. Right. Yeah.
I should have known the fans would have it all in hand.
Yeah.
I'll send the video.
Nina, I mean, this was a bit of a toe in the water just to see whether this might fulfill a need if we're all stuck at home, whether or not we'd all get in front of the computer and the webcam and meet each other. And guess what? It's what we all needed to do. So I propose to do this at least once a week.
Thank you.
Now until all this stuff stops. And partly because it was just an obvious thing to do. We used to do this at least once a week, so it
and at this time clear. Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you for organizing.
And the song, Michael. The song.
Really now?
Yes. Why not?
Oh, I'd have to find.
You know what? On Danish television, there's the lead of the Danish girl choir, the broadcast girl choir, every morning. He will come on television and sing a song with us, two songs, and everybody can ask for a favorite song. Last night it was the Crown Prince and his lovely family with four children asking for a very sweet song. And then we'll all make some exercise before we start singing. And then we'll sing in our living room all apart, but you may send in a video. So on Friday, he made a compilation of 30 or so videos where you could hear different people sing and stand in front of the camera. It's very comforting and very fun. Sure.
Yeah.
We might practice a group effort.
Before you start,
something similar.
Before you start singing, sorry, just one tip. If you want to change the background of your webcam like this, mine, do you see my background? It's a bit colorful. And,
oh, yes. Yeah, so I've heard about that.
I've been trying that, but you've got
you can find that in your camera with parameter video. And you change the, what is this called, the background.
Virtual background.
Yeah. No, just in case you want to have a... Yeah.
You have to have a nice background. There has to be a nice white background.
No, not necessary, no. Just.
I don't see any choices.
Oh, yeah.
Choose virtual background. You can add your own, add image if you're on the PC.
It's a video option. It's under video.
Yeah, it's a video option.
I have one, a very green one.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, the green screen starts. What is
did
that?
Did I change mine?
I'm just going to do a little bit, okay? This is
okay, Michael, thank you.
You need a white background. You need a white background.
The words above the camera.
Oh, this is so weird because I can see part of my dining room, but behind my dining room, I can see pictures.
Okay.
Webheads, we're all over the world. Webheads, we're all over the world. 24/7, we're online. It doesn't really matter. Whatever the time, someone's there to answer the call. Webheads, we're all over the world. Webheads, we're all over the world. You want to know how to do it right? Or maybe you're lonely. In the middle of the night, it's not warm. Watching your town, we're all over the world. We're all over the world. We're
We're all over the world.
Wow.
Hey. Well done, Michael. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Michael. Webheads rock.
Love it.
So, we'll do it again. This time, or about this time next week, and maybe another time at 12 hours apart, because this time is really difficult for people in the Americas.
Yes.
Very good for people in
Asia. It's actually it's good because I have a house with sleeping people in it. I can get up. This is when we used to meet and tap in.
Just set my alarm.
You know, I set my alarm for 7:45 instead of 6:45, but I woke up at 6:45.
Oh, wow.
Ew.
Webheads. Webheads. I put a link in the text chat. That link is to Talon, Teaching and Learning in Isolation, and something that Michael and I have just started. And it's got a calendar in there, and we put this event there. Best of EVO is there in a couple of days. If you want to set up an event, just write it in, the time.
Good idea, yeah.
If, you know, you put your events out. Anybody wants to set one up, if you don't like the time, make up your own time. while I'm in isolation, I'm pretty amenable to meeting about any time between 2 o'clock 2 a.m. If you want me to host it, I'm happy to do that within that 12-hour time frame, or anyway, maybe even a little before or after. But or if you want, you can host your own. But anyway, that's available.
I'm gonna bake a cake.
Yeah, just visit that link. It's tinyurl.talin, T-A-L-I-N, 2020. Unfortunately, Talon was already taken. Probably has something to do with Estonia. So,
yes.
That has more N's in it.
Hmm?
Estonia's Talon has more N's in it.
Ah, yes, that's true. Okay, well, even that one, with only one N was already taken. But anyway, visit there and we'll monitor it. And there are other things that I was going to talk about tonight, but I'll talk about it next time. So, see who else wants to call a meeting, and if one doesn't get called once this EVO thing is over, we'll try to set them up regularly. I have a feeling that Michael will probably be organizing this quite a bit there, but anyway, just go there, and if you want to write something in, we'll all see it, and we'll meet you if you want to do that. Oh, and Lane too, I almost forgot. Lane, you're making these little funny motions. Lane has offered to give a webinar on the crowdsource document. Yes, you did, I believe so.
Oh, I forgot. Yes.
Right. Rise. Time Rise. Of your webinar there, and we'll meet you for your webinar. And I'll promote these through Learning Together. If you write one in, I'll promote it, and I will record it and put it, make a blog post about it afterwards. So please, you know, just line yourselves up there if you want, or watch for the announcements and come and visit them. And if it's something gets posted there and we're going to organize, if I'm going to host it, I'll announce it on Learning Together. I'll promote it as well. So, and record it afterwards. So anyway, we'll see what happens. As I said about tonight, we're going to kick a few balls around and see if we can attract any players. And here we are. We got guitar players as well.
Right time at the right place, I think.
Yeah.
Kid, you know, right. It was a catchy title as well. You know, teaching in isolation at the moment. Mm-hmm. I think it's a very challenging time. Very challenging times for everyone. And my curiosity at the moment, something that's really, you know, itching away at me is, you know, a lot of teachers. If not, you know, some teachers, a lot of teachers like you guys have, you know, been around for, you know, for a long time and together and united. And that's really awesome. And that's one of the reasons I said, I'm just going to go for it. It doesn't matter. But my question is, you know, could we do the same? Could we build a community or a tribe of our students? could that, yeah, because I'm constantly on Messenger and they're texting me and I can't get into the classes and how do I do this and now how do I reset that? And we're having this communication channel that was never there. And I'm always taking advantage of it in English and they're producing language. And I'm just thinking, how can I get that out of Facebook, out of the Messenger's social media and getting into a community of learners? Not just for, you know, for more accidental learning and stuff like that. So that's what I'm looking at the moment. Don't know if anyone else has done anything about like that.
Well, Mike, not to put too much of a dampener on it, but I think many of us here have struggled with that same question for a long time. And I think I more or less came to the conclusion that by and large, we had in the Webheads as a community of practice doesn't translate very well to the classroom situation. Bits of it do. It might work for a short while with some students, some classes, but to keep it active over an extended period, it just seems too hard. And I don't know what the reason for that is, but the fact is that when you mention social media, we've all tried to get students into various spaces, you get middling success, you go into Facebook and guess what, it takes off. They all respond, they're all communicating, but go anywhere else and it all kind of fizzles and dribbles along. That's been my experience. I'm not sure whether this model translates to the classroom very well, but I'd love to be proved wrong.
Okay, food for thought. I'm waiting on Zoltan Durny's book, Engagement, Motivation Plus getting him off the chair is something in behavioral science at the moment. See how that's going to work out.
I mean, you can certainly have great sessions with students in a normal, normal class in tools like this, but that longer extended period of connection where learning's also taking place, much harder to replicate.
It's the new norm. It's different. Yesterday was different than today. I didn't have that urge yesterday or the day, but you know what I mean? Now that COVID has started, it's just everything's completely different and everything's new and all these experiences and stuff like that. And so we'll see.
Well, it might. I mean, and I bet several of you in this room now have had these conversations over the last week. My two conversations in the last 24 hours were with my brother and my son, who have both been thrown into the online deep without much clue as to what to do. And they're on the phone saying, how do you do this? So this will change things. And I bet parts of their teaching work really well in the e-space and they won't go back. But Lainey?
Well, what I was going to say is that I'm the only one who's been teaching online all along, and I was kind of marginalized. Now I'm very popular all of a sudden.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Everybody's making appointments with me, but what I'm finding is...
Let's talk online.
What I'm finding is that everybody's at a very different place, and what I have to do is individually mentor them. I have one guy who can't find any audio or webcam or anything. He calls me on the phone. I put the speakerphone next to the mic on my computer, and he lectures his lecture from his lecture notes that he's been using for how many years. I make an audio recording. I post the audio recording with an announcement. I send it out to the students, and I say, here's your professor's lecture for this week. It goes with your textbook chapter 8 or something like that. Can you believe that? That's what I'm dealing with.
Kind of flipped learning.
That's flipping.
Yeah. I wanted to say something. I've also become very popular recently. One thing that, I'm very glad because people are finally recognizing the importance of call and e-learning. But one thing that I've noticed is that since they're not, they don't know the principles, it's mostly just the kind of upload, download kind of thing, and there isn't much interaction or communication. And I think that this is
right now it's really important that we make sure that people know how to do it correctly. Otherwise, it's going to be a very traditional, boring, uninteresting kind of teaching.
Yeah.
Which may be what was happening in the classrooms.
Pardon?
Oh, that may be what was happening in their classrooms before they were forced to go online.
Possibly.
Yeah, take a traditional class and put it online. You still have a traditional class.
Boring does. Right.
I think that people need to be reminded, Susan, that good principles the principles of good teaching are the same no matter where you are, whether you're in a classroom or here in these space.
Yes, exactly.
The principles are the same. It's engagement that Mike mentioned, it's interaction, it's involvement. Move people emotionally. And if they were boring in class, they're going to be even worse online. But if they're engaging people, just and that's a really important message. And I remember Jonathan Finkelstein, and some people in this room will know and remember Jonathan's great love.
Right.
He was very human. He was funny. He admitted mistakes. He allowed us to see who he was. And it's really important, I think, to get that human stuff right in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons that traditional...
Certainly in the e-space, show people who you are.
That's why I showed you in my jammies.
Right.
They were very, very, very nice. Thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure you all know.
I didn't. Susan, don't feel alone. I'm in my PJs as well. So,
what time is it in Iran?
The timing is reasonable. I mean, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, but I've been at my computer the whole day catching up with, you know, on my work. So I just didn't feel the need to dress up, you know, formally. And so, like, actually, I recently somebody sent me this caricature of like a professor teaching and like dressed in a suit. The top half was like a suit and bottom, like he was like just wearing underwear. And so I laughed over that. I never thought that.
I do have pants on.
Just a bit. Thank you, Michael. We're relieved to know.
We don't need to go around the room, do we?
TMI, too much information.
Well, dear people, I think I'm going to go. Lovely to see you all. Just so
lovely to see you.
Feeling to
thank
be
you, everybody, for
and bye-bye. Stay safe and healthy.
And just people watching the recording, you guys we missed you. Come next time.
I just want to say that you guys are the people I started learning call with. Of course, it was first Christine Bauer-Amazoni and then you guys. And you were always all my teachers. And it's so great to be back with you. And I'm still learning from you. So thank you all very much. And thank you, Vance, for cat herding as usual. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, everybody. It was really great seeing you guys again.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Really. Thank each other. That's why we're here.
Thank you.
We'll do more. We'll do more, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
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 Yeah.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, then. Thanks, everyone.
Thank
Bye.
You. Thanks, everyone. Thanks you. Everyone.
Okay. So look for that in that link I sent everyone, and that will... show us when the next one will be. And I'm going to keep nattering here for a minute because I always do an outro. The outro is that this is Learning Together. Thank you, Mike. Aiden, you're still here? Sadat? Cool? Okay.
Bye.
Okay. You can stay. Yeah. Okay. Good night, everybody. Oh, there's Suze. Hi, Suze. Okay. Anyway, this has been Learning Together, episode 444. It's the 30th of March, 2020, and we've had all these wonderful people from WebHeads, including Suze, our dear Suze right here, who's still on camera with us. So nice to see you and everybody else. Any goodbyes before you go? You have to unmute, though. Unmute. I can unmute you, or I will try and unmute you. I can't unmute you. Oh,
yes, too bad. Sorry. Yes. There I had unmuted. I was trying to change my background, but my computer is too old, so I can't. Too bad.
I've played with that, and it just messes up the image. You saw how Michael was swimming in and out of the green background. Although Mubarak's looked good. I think it's because the light was very bright on him. And,
yes, mine is very dark because I have to pull the curtain, to draw the curtain, because if not, I'll have the window background light.
Yeah.
I can try it. I don't know. I think it could be bad. I don't know.
Sorry. Oh, no. It needs to be front light.
No, maybe good. Is it bad?
Probably not. It needs to be really bright.
My front face light. Is not so ugly.
Like, you know, like that. That might work with a nice background.
Yes.
But anyway, it shines in my face, so I
But now I'm stuck. I'm stuck in some stupid settings, and I think I'll stop playing and go out in the sunshine and try not to contact too many people. And find out what to do next.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're
again soon. I think this worked perfectly.
Yes. Yeah. It works so really happy. Nice. Yeah.
Apart from the early login problems, etc., everything worked, and the people did not drop out, and there was no lag or anything. Very, very fine.
Yeah, it is very nice. Yes. Nice piece of software.
Yeah, modern technology works.
Okay. Good night. Nice to see you again. This is my first time to see you moving. I've always seen your avatar, and this is our first time on video. Yeah.
I had so many problems earlier with bandwidth and camera and such. So this works.
Yeah. Okay.
Goodbye, Hans.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. End meeting. No. Yeah. End meeting? I want to leave the meeting. I don't want to end the meeting.
End meeting, yes.
No, I have to. I see, this meeting is going to work for EVO. I'm using the same one. I just didn't start a new meeting. So
okay.
If I go, I'll stop the recording. That's